Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
My good friend Tom sent me a note and said, Steve, did you catch this weird story on MLive.com about a restaurant in Saginaw, Michigan. I had not seen the story, but the story had been unfolding over a period of time. And it has a happy ending. And when I read you the headline of the story, you're going to hear what the happy ending is. But at the heart of this is actually a bigger problem. A restaurant got closed by order of the government because a crime happened nearby. And it sounds similar to stories we hear about establishments that get shut down because the establishment is a nuisance. And under nuisance law, municipalities can actually come in and say, this business, the way it operates, is a nuisance. I've told the story before about the massage parlor that was in Royal Oak on Woodward Avenue that got shut down because there were so many criminal incidents that happened there and around there that it actually was a problem. I've also heard of motels getting shut down because of the clientele they attract when they have like rates by the half hour and so on. So these things happen, but to have a restaurant get shut down really makes you wonder. But then the restaurant owners filed a lawsuit, and the lawsuit's been settled in their favor. So the story comes from MLive WJRT, which is Channel 12 out of Flint. Saginaw restaurant owner settles lawsuit over license revocation. A big settlement for Saginaw restaurant owner who was shut down by the city more than 4 years ago. So this predates COVID. The restaurant's called Rita's Southern Soul Cafe. And the city revoked its business license after there'd been a shooting outside the business in 2017. So there was a crime committed outside the restaurant, not in the restaurant, outside the restaurant. A crime was committed outside the restaurant and the city revoked the business license. So the owner, Rita, sued and now the case is settled. She says she has no hard feelings and the settlement amount will more than help get the restaurant back open. So I got to give her credit. If the business was shut down by the city and I owned it, I'd be livid. Now, it might be the settlement is that good. So she said, I'm very pleased about this coming to an end. Story started in May of 2017 when shots were fired outside of Rita's Southern Soul Cafe. And there were no physical injuries to anybody. Nobody got hit, apparently. But there may have been some damage to things like windows and nerves, as they say. Saginaw officials then revoked her business license, saying they were concerned about public safety. And you'll notice the story basically gives one incident. You can't really call it a pattern of one, right? You've got one point. Graph that. Well, it's a point. So it turns out that her restaurant is in a great location in downtown Saginaw, within walking distance from the Dow Event Center and the Temple Theater. And I'll tell you right now, full disclosure, I go to the Dow and watch minor league hockey. I love watching minor league hockey, okay? I saw a dozen games there last time that there's a full season being played pre-COVID, okay? I love watching minor league hockey. I watch games there, also in Flint, And just so you know, I saw Def Leppard there back in the day. So I was backstage at a Def Leppard concert at the Dow. But I did not eat at Rita's Southern Soul Cafe at the time, but that's where her restaurant's located, not too far from the Dow. So there were hearings, there were lawsuits, but the restaurant has been closed for more than 4 years. So she says there was no income, couldn't pay my bills, couldn't pay my water bill, energy. Everything needed to be paid, couldn't pay it. So she filed two federal lawsuits against the city, claiming her constitutional rights were violated. Last night, which is a couple nights ago now, the Saginaw City Council voted to approve a settlement between Johnson and the city, which calls for her business license to be reinstated, and the city will pay her $325,000. And I got to give them credit, or at least they might have forgotten, I give them credit for letting this number out, because quite often you hear a case is settled and you go, but how much? The terms were not disclosed. It's confidential, non-disclosure agreement. Now here they actually said, Her business was closed for 4 years. She sued us. We're paying her $325,000 and giving her back, giving her back her license. Johnson said that gives a nice cushion, so we should be able to do all the things we need, maybe even renovating. Okay, so it's Rita Johnson, who's the owner of Rita's Southern Soul Cafe. She plans on opening the restaurant on New Year's Day. On New Year's Day, so she can start the year anew with her restaurant being open, and she's got $325,000 to get that done with. I'm assuming she might lose a couple bucks to an attorney, but we don't know that. She says, we just want it to be somewhere people can come and feel safe, have a good time, have a good meal. It's been a tough 4.5 years, plus throw a pandemic into the mix, but Johnson is not looking back. It gave me a recharge, and that's always important. Sometimes you need to lay back, you know, and just think about what you did, what you could have done, and what you can do to make things better. MLive and WGRT emailed Saginaw City Manager Tim Morales for comment on the settlement, but did not hear back. As far as that shooting back in 2017, no one was ever arrested by the Saginaw police, so they're not even sure who did it. And I'll tell you that when I go to the games at the Dow, the minor league hockey games, a couple different places you can park. There's a parking deck on one side. There's just a couple open flat lots over here that people just charge admission for. And you can get in and out pretty quickly. The IMA in Flint is a little bit slower getting out of because they got one main lot and there's basically one exit to get out and everybody wants to get out at the same time because the game just ended. But at the Dow, there's a couple different lots. And I can tell you that I've been to all these games there and I've never worried about my safety walking to and from my vehicle. Never struck me as being an unsafe area. And so I am not familiar with her restaurant, but I've driven around this area enough to know that if she's in that area within walking distance of the Dow, it's not exactly the worst part of town. And so the idea that there was something that happened outside her restaurant once, and there's no connection to the restaurant that we know of, because they haven't made any arrests. They clearly don't know who did it. So it's just strange. It makes you wonder what was really going on where there is an incident downtown outside of a business. And the city's response was revoke that business's license. Take away their license. Shut them down. Why? What's the connection to what happened? If you don't even know what happened or who did it, what's the connection? A really, really strange situation. And so, you know, $325,000 later, the city's paying her and she can reopen her restaurant. So next time I'm in Saginaw during regular business hours, next year I'll swing by Rita's and check out the Southern Soul Cafe in Saginaw. But it's just a weird story. And when Tom sent this to me, he sent me a note and he said, Steve, this story's a little light on the details. What do you think was the rationale for closing them? And I said, well, all I can think of is the concept of a nuisance. But when a business creates a nuisance, there are usually hearings. There's usually a pattern of activity. And the ones I've seen, like the one in Royal Oak with the massage parlor or the motels I was mentioning earlier, those situations, I've seen hearings. I've actually been sitting in a courtroom watching a hearing on one of these matters go before a judge. And I've seen attorneys for the businesses saying, look, we're doing what we can, but there's only so much we can do. Someone comes in and they have all kinds of excuses, but they can usually tie this up for several hearings over a period of years before a business gets shut down. So the fact that one thing happened and they got shut down makes me wonder, where is the due process? So remember that you're entitled to due process by the Constitution. And the due process is that you are notified of the charges you're dealing with, what's going on, and you have an opportunity to be heard. And I'm very curious to know what kind of hearings went into this where one thing happened and a business got shut down. And it looks to me like when they cough up $325,000, they may have realized the error of their ways. And the error might have been that you can't do that for one incident, which, by the way, now that the years have passed, we realize one incident is, by definition, an isolated incident. You don't shut a business down for an isolated incident like that. So there you go. Tom, thanks for sending it. Terry Camp wrote it for WJRT TV 12. Saginaw restaurant owner settles lawsuits over license revocation. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. 1/1,000,000th of a fish equals 1 microfiche.